We're in Siman Tov Samaches Siv Hey. The Mechaber had just said that even if the place, it's a minhag hamakom, is to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, you can't start a new malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, even if you could finish it before Chatzos, except for three specific ones. Where you are allowed to start doing those, you can do them until Chatzos. Eluheim hachayatim, v'hasaparim, v'hakovsim, the sowers, the haircutters, and the people who do the laundry. Aval sharomanios im hischa behem kodem arbasar hu sheyigmar ad chatzos. But all the other ones, the only time you're able to do it before chatzos is if you started it before the 14th. But you're not able to start any other malacha on the 14th. The Mishnah Berurah says, first of all, these three have to be letzorich yom tov, and these are different because they are very much needed by the nation. So therefore, we allow these to even start. But all other ones, you'd only be allowed to do them on the 14th if you started them before the 14th. But even these need to be letzorech hamoed as well. The Rama comments, V'yesh mekilin l'mashah shulshumanios and eskar maschilim v'osan ha'chatzos afil b'makom shenagu lo la'asos. There are some who say that these three are permissible to do on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, even in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha. But since these are tzorach gadol for the moed, they allow these three specific ones even in such a place. And if you started mibod yom, all other things, if they're letzorach hamoed, so then we allow them until Chatzos, and that is the minhag. Meaning, even in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, if it is something which is tzorach hamoed, then we allow it until Chatzos. That is the minhag. In a place where the minhag is to do it, to do malacha, so then, according to this opinion, you'd be allowed to do anything on Erev Pesach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But makom shenagu lasos mutter bein lahaschil b'chol malachos bein ligmor letzorach hamoed v'shalo letzorach hamoed. Sif vav moshivin shovachin letarnagolim ba'arba asar danol esakim makom shiyam d'tarnagolim v'tarnagolos. You're allowed to make a place for the return the place that the chicken coop is on the 14th, even in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha. You're allowed to do that. Sif zayin tarnagolos yashva al beitzim. If a chicken was sitting on eggs shoshu yamim for 3 days, o yoser or more umes, and then it dies, moshivin acheres tachta kedei shelo yafsidu al beitzim, we allow you to put another chicken there so that the eggs don't go to waste. Sif ches gorfin zevel mitachas ragle behema. You're allowed to remove using a kli, which is specific for this. You're allowed to move anything that is under the animal, and you could throw it outside into the garbage. Siv tes hazevel shabachatzer lo yitzianu el yisalkenel etzdadin. The garbage that is in the courtyard, you are not allowed to take out of the courtyard. Rather, you just push it to the side. And this rabba b'chatzer, if it gets so much, so then yitzianu la'ashba, then you're allowed to take it out. The Berlacha quotes the Gra, who says that according to the Rambam, this is only true on Chol HaMoed, but on Erev Pesach, you would be allowed to take out the zevel. You're allowed to bring stuff back and forth from the person who is going to fix the items, even though it is not letzorach hamoed. You're allowed to bring it back and forth if he doesn't do the malacha on that day. The Ramah finishes, v'nagu shelo lahakiz dam b'shum erev yom tov ein l'shanos. We have a minhag on erev yom tov not to do any bloodletting. Mishmur explains the reason is because on erev Shavuos there's some type of demon whose name is Tebuach. And if the Yisrael did not take the Torah, accept the Torah, then this demon would have killed them somehow. So the Rabbanan made a gzeira every other Yom Tovatu Erev Shavuos. That's why we don't do bloodletting. This is only if it's just Stam. But if it's a bloodletting Mishum Sakana, this is what's needed. So then, Shomer Psalm Hashem, you'd be allowed to do it even on Erev Shavuos. If it is a chol, Eliyahu Rabba says only if it's a cholashi yeshbo. So again, with all these halachas of Erev Pesach, before Chatzos, after Chatzos, everyone agrees it's a Yom Tov and you shouldn't be doing malacha. Before Chatzos, it's a question of Makom Shenagu, and as Moshe Feinstein says, most of the places where we live is just a hodgepodge of different minhagim, so one should follow whatever the minhag of their family was beforehand.